for the SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. A key battle that left many people completely worn out, but now it's a done deal as President Trump has signed a government funding bill ending the record 43-day shutdown.
It's an honor now to sign this incredible bill and get our country working again.
White House signing ceremony a few hours ago, coming just after the House passed the measure by a vote of 222-209. The president says our country is doing very well.
I think we really have a really great situation. We have a country that we love, and we have a country that's in great shape.
So who is donating to help build the president's $300 million White House ballroom?
Major tech giants like Amazon, Apple, Google, HP, Meta, and Microsoft. Financiers like Steven Schwarzman, the CEO of the Blackstone Group. Crypto companies and owners that donated include Coinbase and the Winklevoss twins, famous from the movie Social Network. They're among the 37 donors on a list provided by the White House. So are big companies like Comcast, T-Mobile, Caterpillar, Union Pacific, and NextEra, the world's largest electric utility holding company. Jennifer King, Washington.
And to point out, taxpayers are not paying one penny for the renovation and the building. Lawyers for two of President Trump's political foes who've been charged by the Justice Department are now set to ask a federal judge to dismiss the cases against them. They claim the prosecutor who secured the indictments was illegally installed. Now, those challenges to Lindsey Halligan's appointment as interim U.S. attorney, part of an effort by former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James to get their cases tossed out. SRN News. Nigeria continues to be a very dangerous place of persecution for those who believe in the Lord.
An estimated 7,000 Christians have been killed in Nigeria this year alone, according to Real Clear Investigations. Most of those slayings have been linked to the jihadist group Boko Haram. One Christian leader refers to the attacks as a systematic effort to erase Christians and Christianity from the Muslim north under the guise of the rule of law. Other Christian leaders say the attacks imperil all groups, not merely the faithful. President Trump has recently increased pressure against the government, saying in recent days that the United States cannot stand by while such atrocities are happening in Nigeria. George Williams reporting.
Chicago Tribune has called on Governor J.B. Pritzker to reject a controversial measure that would legalize assisted suicide in Illinois. Editorial comes as state grapples with implications of that bill. This is SRN News. Thieves have stolen numerous ancient statues from Syria's National Museum of Damascus. Correspondent Malik Harb reports more artifacts may be at risk due to Syria's recent instability.
The theft comes at a time where some in Syria are concerned about the fate of its ancient art, which hardline Islamists may want to abolish or destroy. Many ancient artifacts across in the Middle East during over a decade of conflict were looted and sold on the black market during the wars in Syria and Iraq.
That museum was briefly closed after the heist was discovered early Monday. Diamond roots that French Emperor Napoleon was said to have lost while fleeing the Battle of Waterloo in the early 19th century has sold for $4.4 million at a Geneva auction. Sotheby's says it features an oval diamond weighing 13 carats. More details, srnnews.com.